The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this. What is it? Is this a COVID Tuesday? Is this a BLM day? Has everybody had just about enough? I have. It's, well, let somebody else express their feelings about Black Lives Matter. There's a woman that lives in Washington, D.C., and just recently, big demonstration. This woman, she shows up. She's angry at the hypocrisy. She's not wearing a mask, by the way. Well, let's just let it rip. I haven't heard the entire thing, so if there's an expletive or something in there, it's in there, okay?
Black Lives Matter is a joke!
Yep.
You are the racist! Right. The racist is you! Yep. It's because yep. the white guy yep. killed that you yep. think they're racist. The racist is the Black Lives Matter! Yep. Go to Chicago!
Yeah.
They don't have schools!
Yeah, I don't give up.
And they die every day. They don't matter.
Basically, she's saying, go to Chicago. You're in Washington, D.C. You bust in and you're here demonstrating. Why don't you go to Chicago? Which is basically her telling them to go to hell.
Because you can't get attention from that.
Go Shut up.
Group of hypocrites. Go to Southeast D.C., Northeast, tell them Black Lives Matter. If it matters, it should matter everywhere. You guys are hypocrites. Attention seekers. Attention seekers. Black lives should matter everywhere. It doesn't take a white cop to kill a black person to matter.
So I'm here today because I heard about a demonstration on, you know, the George Floyd event, situation, which I'm going to be honest about it. It's wrong that, you know, anything like that should happen, okay? It's very wrong. My problem is it shouldn't be an opportunity for a group of people to use that as an excuse or to come across as victims. No one is a victim here. The only victim here is George Floyd. Let's be very clear.
Everybody knows that black kills black more than anything. You know that. It doesn't take a white person to kill them for you to come out.
Oh, you better burn that woman at the stake. What did she just say? Blacks are killing blacks. That is a true statement.
Hypocrites!
Just leave.
You leave.
I'm present.
Make
you leave.
Let me leave.
I don't want to make you leave.
Make me leave. Bunch of hypocrites. Black lives matter only when a white person touch a black person. Do you know how many black kids got killed in Northeast D.C. this morning? What did she do? You guys are the racists.
What did you do besides come out here and provoke shit?
No,
go out there and help them.
Black lives matter. Then they will take you seriously. Everybody thinks you guys as a joke.
You a joke, because you playing. Go out there and do it. You a joke.
What are you doing for the Chicago kids who are dying every day?
What you doing?
Do you go there and tell them Black Lives Matter?
You going?
Make me go.
You going?
Make me go.
You so supportive of them, go.
Make me go.
As an American citizen, I'm proud of this country. I love this country. I don't want my country to be portrayed like this. We have a problem. That agreed. We have a problem in our country. Agreed. Okay? Too much violence. But it should not be categorized as a symbolism for racism on blacks. No. We are in a free country. Let me be very clear. We have foreign news media here. Our country is going to be portrayed the way they want our country to be portrayed, and which is not accurate. My point was that black kids in Chicago get killed every single day. Where is the Black Lives Matter in Chicago? Where?
Oh, gotta definitely burn this. Here's another line of truth coming out of a... And how do you combat a black person pointing out the hypocrisy and the fallacy of Black Lives Matter? Who best suited to do it? Now, I don't... Have they invented a term for a black woman? What do you call them? An Uncle Tomtress? What, Mike? What do you call a woman like this? What derogatory term can you come up with to describe this woman? And she is absolutely right. Why are you not demonstrating in Chicago? I got flack from people when I made the statement about on the weekends, you know, shuffling around South Chicago that occasionally you might have to step over a body. I got flack from a person that lived in Chicago that says it's not that bad. I'm looking at the statistics. What happens when black people die in Chicago of violence? Do they just disappear? Do they float up in the air and disappear? What? Everybody is ignoring this, and the narrative is being pushed in unison. They're all singing Kumbaya here, joined at the hip, putting out the narrative that, well, we got a racist country and Black Lives Matter. There was a teacher, folks, that was just fired for saying that all lives matter. All lives. Which includes blacks, yellows, whites, greens, purples, I don't know. Got fired for saying all lives matter.
Day. When black people kill black people, they don't come out and do this crap. The only time they do this crap is when a white person touches them. They are the racist. They are the racist. Because white cops, it's wrong for a white cop to kill a black person, that's for sure. But if it matters, it should matter at all times.
So what are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? You're not here to fight injustice. You're here to cause drama.
A better message will be stop violence.
Yeah, a white protester with the Black Lives Matter. What did she just say? Let me back that up. That you're just here for the drama? What the hell are you there for? You got any black skin in this game? Cracker? Jeez.
So what are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? You're not here to fight injustice. You're here to cause drama.
A better message will be stop violence. It's not about blacks.
In a unicorn world. That's not a unicorn world. Okay, since you're so...
You guys are so... Blacks are oppressed. I am black. I'm not oppressed. I am free.
Ah!
For you. That's an individual person. What about a systemic issue?
Definitely got to burn this one.
Weird. I am black. I've always wanted to be. I have a... Like, I do what I want. You have the skills. This is a country where you have the skills. You want to do what you want. You do it. Stop. Stop forcing...
God, now... Damn it. Can I play... Am I going to get sued for airing a black woman telling the truth? Holy mackerel. I can hardly stand this. Truth being spoken. And the irony? It's white people with the Black Lives Matter that are turning on this woman. While wearing masks, by the way. Which, Mike, doesn't that suggest to you that the intelligent quotient just isn't there? If they're... We need a bumper sticker. Avoid all people wearing masks. They're stupid.
Sing on people to accept that they're oppressed. They are not. I am not oppressed. I am black. Stop making people accept that they're oppressed. You're forcing a rhetoric into your minds, which is not true. That's my point. Okay.
Violence is wrong, period. It's not about blacks.
Of course.
You agree that whites kill whites too, right?
Of course.
Have you seen any white person coming out and saying white life matter or white thing? No,
they
violence
do.
Is wrong.
They literally do all the time. Every time there's a black
violence,
lives matter
a
protest,
problem.
A white
it's
person.
Not a black problem. It's a violence problem. The blacks kill blacks in black neighborhoods every single day. I've never seen a black life matter in those neighborhoods. Never! Never! You know what they say? When a black person kills a black in a black neighborhood, they come out and they say, when the police comes, do you know what they tell the police? Snitches get stitches!
I know that!
Snitches get stitches! But if a white person kills a black person, black lives matter! Stop the hypocrisy! Nobody takes this seriously! Nobody! If it matters, it should matter in black neighborhoods! You start cleaning at home!
So why don't you go?
You
why don't
start
you
your
start?
At home.
Why don't you start?
I'm not carrying anything saying Black Lives Matter. I know I matter.
Why don't you start?
You guys are wasting everybody's time. Okay?
Since you're so
black
you
black
this.
More than any race. Where's the Black Lives Matter?
People kill in their community.
Where's the Black Lives Matter?
That's not true.
I am free. Don't try to make me
shaming
believe I'm
you.
Not free. I am free.
We are free.
Shaming you.
I am free.
We are free.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
I am free. I am free. I am free.
Okay.
Bring it. Bring it, guys. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Point after this woman from DC fends off, oh, I don't know, 30, 40 people that started to turn on her. Well, who jumps into the fray but a white woman with a mask on with a sign that reads, "Respect existence or expect." Oh, I'm sorry, respect existence or expect resistance. Isn't that another takeoff, Mike, on All Lives Matter? Why isn't she being gone after? I'm finding this rather fascinating, folks, because guess what? There's not enough, you know, I'm hearing this thing, we need leadership in this country, leadership. Leadership. From who? From the likes of a reverend of what? The Church of Satan? I don't know. Al Sharpton? You notice, Mike, have you seen Jesse Jackson pop his little bubble head up anywhere? But he's not been really covered in the news because he's not been saying too much. And you can bet your bottom dollar when Jesse Jackson, Rainbow Coalition guy, speaks, there's going to be a microphone shoved in his face.
Let's go to Northeast. I will go. Do it in Chicago. I'll respect you, Chicago.
What?
You guys have been cowards. You guys are not oppressed. You're lazy. That's all it is. Go get jobs. Work. I am oppressed. The white people are oppressing me. Where are they to oppress you?
Do you feel like the mainstream media or the establishment media is portraying things accurately or the protests accurately?
No. What I think is that the mainstream media is helping propel this voice, which is very, very skewed from reality. Okay, because the mainstream media can help them look at things from that perspective. Why don't you start at home? Bring the numbers to their attention. Here are the numbers. They don't lie. African Americans kill each other more than anything. These are numbers. How about you start the change at home? How about that? Why does it need take a white person to kill a black person for them to come out, oh my gosh, the end of the world? How about that? Why don't nobody bring that perspective to their face? Is it ignorance? What is it? Is it deceit? Is it deceit? What are they trying to achieve? This is common sense. You want to change? Start the change at home. Common sense. You don't need to be a nuclear physician to get this easy. Start the change at home. Period. And let the mainstream media tell them the things the way they are. Hey, yeah, we agree with you. Violence is wrong. In any way, on any surface of the earth, violence is wrong. But there's more violence in your own communities. What do you do about that? Are you going to come change violence at the White House? Come on, give us a break. The idea is to create a group of people who feel oppressed, okay? Because if the more they feel oppressed, the more they're going to look for some kind of equalization. Nobody's oppressed in America. Look, I'm a foreigner. First of all Americans, so we're all foreigners, okay? If I'm hardworking, America is a country of... Why do you think the entire world wants to come to our country? Okay? Everybody wants to come to America and they want to pretend we're oppressed. I am not oppressed. I'm black. I'm not oppressed. I have a master's in healthcare administration. Okay, I'm going to be working for a federal agency. I am not oppressed. No black in America. I don't feel oppressed. I'll tell you that. If you're driven, you're going to get accomplished what you want to accomplish. We're in the country of the free. Okay, and let the mainstream media stop trying to force on people to accept that they're oppressed. I am not oppressed. I am black. I'm not oppressed. Okay, trying to make some people feel oppressed is just to weaken them. That's the bottom line. You want to make this group of black people feel that they're weak and that there's some power on top of them. No one is oppressing nobody.
Wow. Gosh, you got to get rid of that one. And of course, the funeral, which is, folks, this is a joke. Mr. Floyd. They actually, Mike, at his funeral, his viewing, I guess you call it. There's a portrait of this guy, and I'm not kidding you, with a halo and angel's wings. Now, I'm a little disappointed yesterday that Steve didn't quite pick up on the narrative of Candace Owens, because she nailed it. She absolutely nailed it. This woman asked the question about the news media. Well, because it's a cultural change. It's a political change. And those that run these medias want to see exactly that. Do you think these are true blue-blooded Americans? Mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, freedom, Bill of Rights, get your hands off my itty-bitty kind of stuff? Do you think that's the news media in this country to know? No, they're aiders and abettors to this, is what they are. Folks, in my entire lifetime, and geez, I remember the 67 riots. Yes, I do. I was around then. I remember all my life the relationship between blacks and whites. And just when they start improving, okay, we finally got a black president, unbeknownst to the black people, the guy's a queer, and his wife's a man. Okay, but still, they were black, okay? That absolved a lot of the white people in their guilt for all the oppression that supposedly they were responsible for doling out to blacks, making it sound like it's a white person's mission from birth to death to go out there and start hunting black people down because I'm a racist and I don't want you around and I want you dead. Yeah. Just if you noticed in this country that those conditions were improving, guess what? they got a whole lot worse. Whose agenda is this really?
They came and took it all away.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention.
If you don't think that this is being controlled, all of this, whether it be COVID-19, whether it be Black Lives Matter, notice they're toning down the coverage of Antifa. That doesn't fit the narrative. Because that caused a conflict in people's thinking, going, well, wait a minute, if this is about Mr. Floyd and the untimely death from a white police officer, what does this have to do with people carrying ATMs down a street and trying to load them on a city bus? What does that have to do? What does that have to do with breaking in and looting? So now the narrative of that is being played down, and now we're more centered on Black Lives Matter. And if the media, I could not ever see this happening, doing an objective white paper reporting, maybe that was racist. Black paper reporting. Is that better? Oh, well, let's just compromise. Zebra reporting. We have black and white, okay? I And guess what? Fellow Americans are afraid to speak out because they're going to be accused of being racist. Excuse me. You're watching your country burn. You're not willing to stand up and speak the truth, not in a insightful or hateful way, but in a calm and deliberate and fact-based manner. And you're going to get called names. This is your country. It's being stolen. And you are going to remain silent. And at the core of this, and here's the touchy fuse, it's the emotional appeal of this. A lot of emotions. Start talking to somebody that the only thing they want to do is shout in your face and not make any sense, not have a conversation, okay? And that's, you know, normal conversational level. They want to scream. And then the tempers flare. And the words are flying around, but nobody can understand them because, well, it's not a civil and forthright conversation. Why did Fox News feel compelled to carry hour after endless hour of the proceedings here with Mr. Floyd? Because if they didn't, they'd be accused of being racist? This is the good old folks, read the handbook on communist revolution, okay? It is all in that handbook. All of what you're seeing going on in America today is straight out of the Marxist manual. Now, Bret Baier Sunday came the closest to saying, hey, wait a minute here, socialism, the takeover, what does socialism look like? What is it? How can you recognize it in America? You're looking at it. What is the politics of these supposed Black Lives Matter people? Do you think they're actively engaged? Do you think they were gainfully employed? Do you think that they had businesses or homes that they'd be worried about burning down? Or are these people that have next to nothing, have no political affiliations, no aspirations for life? What? Where is your talent? I'll tell you how bad this is when I'm sitting here watching a black woman in Washington, D.C. that's educated, and she stands there and says, look, I am a free black person, and then gets shouted down by people claiming to be oppressed. These are people that are lazy, that are unwilling to do for themselves, that want other people to do it for them. That somehow that they're in this victimhood status and there isn't enough that you can do. I watch football players from the Texans at this funeral, standing there gazing at Floyd. Do they know who this guy was? Obviously they don't. I gotta be honest with you, folks. Everybody was worried about, oh, is baseball going to happen? Is football season going to happen? Who cares? Who cares? When the people paying the tickets to pay you for your physical performance on a football field quit coming, do you think the owners are going to keep digging money out of their own pockets to pay you to go out there and play? 75% of you on those football fields are black. What happens when people stop supporting what you are doing? What are you going to do then? Claim that it's racism that shut down the NFL.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, take this badge off me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
All right. Switching gears here. Gosh, I've had enough of Black Lives Matter, people rioting. Do you think maybe? Nah, that's a bad thought. That if they understood why there's no jobs out there, no money. You know, I said this yesterday. Oh, well, we need more money for schools. No, you need students in the seats that want to learn, which they don't. 20 years ago, I kind of did a follow-up in the high school that I went to for a year. And what I saw was appalling. The inmates have taken over the insane asylum. The school was basically turned into a nut house, and the teachers were unsure of what the day's event, not their daily planner of the lessons to be covered and pop quizzes and, you know, things that teachers used to be concerned about because it was their job. 20 years ago, the students were pretty much running the schools. And the education level overall in this country, and I don't give a damn if it's a white school, a black school, it's dropping, dropping, dropping. I don't even know where we're right on the education scorecard on the world's education list. I don't even know. I know it's low. Well, the communists that call themselves governors in this country, and I'll tell you what, this thing needs to be pushed to a head. Because do you think people in the streets right now demonstrating want to be called communist? I don't think so. Now we're oppressed. We're, you know, inequality. Let's all stick with that narrative. Well, here we are. The early part of June. We got 3 months before schools supposedly reopen. So here's the memo for Massachusetts for the schools in that state. You're going to be required to wear a mask, and the class size is going to be limited to 10 students. All right. I'm ahead of you there. Yeah. So what about the other students? I don't know. Going through the summer, that we don't have flu epidemics or pandemics or anything else. We got some hot summer months coming out that's going to bake everything out of the system. This is a CBS story. Massachusetts schools are getting word from the state about what they'll need to do in order to safely reopen this fall. And folks, I only got one sentence into this. This is what you're being sold. I've recently read articles suggesting that people are not interested in freedom anymore. They could give a damn less. What they're really interested in is in safety. You're a drowning man and somebody throws you a life preserver. And you refuse to take it. The memo from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is focused on key safety supplies and social distancing measures to keep students and staff protected against the coronavirus, which is going to be gone this summer. Totally, if it's not already. But let's not let that get in the way of things. The state said it was issuing preliminary guidance now to schools. They can start preparing and ordering supplies. More guidance will be issued in the coming weeks, and well, I'm sure that it is. I got no doubt about that. Quoting from Commissioner Jeffrey C. Riley in a document sent to the superintendents this past Friday, "We are operating with the best information we have as of early June about how to maintain the health and safety of our students and staff in any in-person school programs and limit the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Temperature checks won't happen because of the significant number of false positives and negatives, but all students and staff will be required to wear masks. Mandated, dictated, central planners are telling you what you are going to do over the false narrative of this pandemic. Freedom is no longer alive and well in America, ladies and gentlemen.
of what they need to do to safely reopen this fall. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education sent out guidelines. There will not be temperature checks because of the number of false positives and negatives. Students and staff will be required to wear masks, either their own or one provided by the school. Schools will also have to redesign classroom spaces so that students will always be 6 feet apart from each other. They will also be limited to just 10 students per classroom.
Katie Johnston of Katie Johnston TV, that CBS covered and carried this. I don't know if she's a direct employee of CBS, but she's stupid. Report a story as if it's fact with no questions at all. No differing points of view, not raising any concerns. No, just out there reiterating what I'm put in front of me. Folks, I got to tell you, I am sickened what I am seeing happening. Not from the actions of the people doing these little deeds. No. This has happened in this country. It's happened before. It's happened many times before. And chances are it's going to happen again. But I'm watching the response from John Q. Citizen, Anytown, USA, and I'm not particularly enthused by the response to all this crap that's being shoved down their throat. When are people going to start resisting? And I mean really resisting and pushing back hard. Take a look at what has happened to your life in the last 12 years. Take a look at what has happened. Out of your control, not of your doing, by greedy and scurrilous people that really do hate America, and the agenda is to destroy America because we are the last bastion of any sensibilities and freedom about liberty and, you know, all that stuff. And you're watching it literally burn up right in front of you. I wish we're coming to a quick end to something here in the beginning. Do you think that this was not another plandemic? Why were you being told over the COVID situation before all this crap about Pink Floyd happened? You got to get used to the new normal. Well, people weren't getting used to it, and they were starting to ask questions, and they were starting to get irritated because of this black plague that was supposed to hit America, didn't. And they were told to go home. And if they didn't, they were threatened with arrest or other state-sponsored sanctions. And we're putting stickers on floors telling people about social distancing. And by the way, in order, well, you know, we're going to figure out what's essential here and what isn't. It's not up to the central planners of the Communist Party in this country to do any such thing. Because guess what? We're not a communistic democracy. What was left of the economy in this country was destroyed by these clowns under the guise of what? Ho, that's right. Keeping you safe. 12 years down the road after the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, how safe do you feel? Do you have a job? Is your business still there? Is your life still intact? Is your marriage still there? Is your house still there? Oh, well, there was a gesture from the government going, oh, well, we're going to give unemployment benefits, and, you know, we'll send you a couple of checks. How's that? From the very people that allowed this agenda and pushed for it in this country to shut the damn thing down. Folks, I'm running out of things to say. I am awestruck. You want to talk about shock and awe? It's working, baby. I'm shocked, and I am in complete and total awe of the stupidity of the overt, in-your-face political change and economic destruction in this country. It's been said many times from many different people that this country was the last. Free space with guaranteed rights afforded. You want to know where your safety came from? It came from your God-given rights. That's where it came from. Well, a man confronted Bill Clinton about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, you folks that have been penned up for so long, I know, don't have a job to return to because, well, your job is gone or the place you used to work at is no longer in business. Well, then you got a little free time on your hands. And I am shocked, really shocked, that Netflix put this series out, a four-part series about Jeffrey Epstein. You should go watch it. I watched all the episodes. They're 45 minutes each, so there's, what, 3 hours there. I watched the entire series, and I learned more about Jeffrey Epstein than I even did from the alternative media. And there's some little noises and rumblings about, oh, that guy over there in England. You know, the one that was taking a picture with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Bill Clinton, along with the author James Patterson, this guy goes by at PG Howie 2, is with James Patterson when Bill Clinton's out there getting paid for his what? I don't know. But Billy Boy gets confronted.
Why did you fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express 26 times? 26 times, Bill. Why? What were you doing on Jeffrey Epstein's plane?
Sit down and shut up.
He knows. James Patterson knows who Jeffrey Epstein is. Child sex trafficker. You flew on 26 times.
Shut up.
What, you got nothing to say? You know you did it. James, tell him who it is.
This is an open session. Right?
It's not an open session?
Not for questions. Okay. So can you just sit down?
You wrote a book on Jeff.
Sir.
26 times, Bill.
If you can sit down, we're looking to continue. You can't disrupt the event.
You didn't investigate it.
Okay, let's go.
You didn't investigate it. Look it up. Jeffrey Epstein. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah. We know, Bill. We know, Bill.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Watch the series, folks. I'm dead serious about this. I don't go around promoting commercially produced stuff, but this is an aberration in today's world. Jeffrey Epstein. Filthy Rich is the name of the series. Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Which, by its title, I wasn't even going to watch it. I thought, okay. John, if you ever get to the point where you will not look at something because of a preconceived notion, well, maybe you better get out of the chair that you're sitting in. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a chance. I'll give it 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever. I watched 3 hours of that, beginning to end. And I'll watch it again. I learned stuff from that video presentation that I absolutely had no idea about. Flip your caller screen there. I got a blank one in here. Who's up first? I still don't have a screen. Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat.
Oh, hi.
Wait a minute. I'm a little off kilter today. I looked up at the atomic clock on the wall, and it tells me it's break time. Hang on, Pat. Alan, Mark.
Okay.
And others. Anonymous in Georgia. California. All right. We'll take the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. There's a guy that called in and he wanted to be called anonymous from California. Do me a favor. I think we might have inadvertently hung up on you, please call back in, if you would. Go ahead, Pat in Fort Worth.
Oh, hi. Have you heard of Pastor Broden, B-R-O-D-E-N?
I've heard the name, don't have enough on him. What?
Okay, well, he's a black leader of white people. All I could say. He usually wears a hat. It doesn't turn up like a cowboy hat, but unfortunately I can't remember. And I tried to go on Wikipedia, and the closest I could find is that he ran against Eddie Bernice Johnson as a Republican way back when. Of course, that was useless. But anyway, he went out, and he said he was going to be a protester in that protest. But he had signs about the number of black babies had been aborted, all these things that, you know, the truth. And those people didn't want to hear any of that. And what I'm trying to tell people is that I don't think those people are Americans. They are leading Americans. If you, a while ago, that lady had a terrible accent, and I was listening to the public radio Sunday, and they were interviewing an American black. And she was telling where they had these here warehouses full of stuff they needed, and only one person had the key. And then they told who had organized and arranged that, and it was somebody with a foreign name, and he was some kind of person who came here to be whatever you call it. You know, the only reason you're allowed to come here is to run it from a tyrannical government. But I'm wondering, you know, if it's not, it started up there in Minnesota, and that's where Clinton put how many 10,000 Somalians up there. Now it's hundreds of thousands. That's how Ilhan Omar won. And I feel like we should just be telling all these people out on the street, now, why don't you go home and fix your country and come back and then fix ours? Don't talk about Mississippi. I grew up there, and I played with blacks. I didn't know I was supposed to be prejudiced, okay? I've been there, done that, seen that. Charlie Pride was born in the same place I was. You know, Charlie Pride, he lives in Dallas now. Talks just like my dad. Because I asked him, and I asked my dad, I said, did I play with Charlie Pride? He said, no, but I know Jess. That's the way they talk down there, Jess, where he lived. So the point is that everybody's been fed a lie for a long time to help this communist takeover since 1955, at least, you know, to get happen. And of course, all those people from other countries that claim to be Democrats, and all those foreigners that need to go home and fix their own country first, they want to come over here and start riots in the street because.
Okay, but Pat, are you opposed to this black woman that immigrated to this country, that used her talents?
Yeah, if she's going to get out on the street and act like she's an American, she has the right.
She
I
is.
Think we need whoa, to take
wait,
them
wait,
off.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying she's not American?
I don't know anything about her. Did you see her papers? Is Ilhan Omar, who probably married her brother, to come over on chain migration? Trump's right. We need to get rid
Pat,
of chain migration.
I don't think this one thing has anything to do with the other. What's really fascinating me is the pushback that I'm getting from black people telling the truth. Now we want to check their papers? Seriously?
Oh, well, I appreciate you putting Owens on there yesterday. That was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay?
All right.
Are you there?
Yeah. Look, I've got top of the hour break, Patricia. I've got to go. And thank you for your call. Wow. Wow.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff?
It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.